Our story begins in the subway, where an explosion has just occurred on the one train heading downtown. Charlie is pushing his way through the panicked crowd on the smoky train, holding Hannah's hand.
What the hell is going on? Let us through, damn it!
Oh God, Charlie! Charlie, where's your ass down here?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
What happened? Oh my God, are we gonna die down here?
No, we're not trapped. We're gonna be all right. Shit, there has to be a way out of here somewhere. Just don't let go of my hand. Hey, I know this kid.
Harvey, who is this?
Larissa Davies' nephew.
Are you all right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Hannah, let's go.
Are you just going to leave him there?
Yes, we're just going to leave him there if you plan on living. Just stay with me.
What about Mac?
Mac? Hannah, Mac is way in the back. We have to keep moving to the front of the train. The smoke is filling up in here. Come on, Hannah. We don't have much time.
In Kyle Carpenter's office at Channel 6, Gretchen is sitting in a chair in front of Kyle's desk.
You look bored.
It's only been half an hour, but do you expect that we'll be doing anything anytime soon?
Just keep your shirt on. This is Kyle. What? A subway explosion? Where? Yeah, I'm there. Get the van ready and I'll be there in 5.
Did you say subway explosion?
Yes. Your first day just got a little more exciting. Let's go.
At Manhattan Monthly, Rex and Perry are watching a news update on TV about the subway explosion.
This is Rick Swanson in the Channel 6 newsroom. We have breaking news. There has been an explosion in the subway system on the one train, headed downtown. We are not sure what type of explosion or if there are any injuries. Stay tuned to Channel 6 for more details as they develop.
Oh my God, Rex. How could there be an explosion on the subway?
I don't know. I hope this is a case of the media blowing things out of proportion.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Blake. Did you hear about the subway explosion?
Subway explosion? In Manhattan?
It was just on the news. A bomb or something went off in the subway. Supposedly it hit the number one train heading downtown. They didn't say if anyone was injured.
The one train? I talked to Matt about an hour ago, and he was getting on the one with Mac and Hannah and Charlie.
Mac was on that train?
Hey now, let's not jump to any conclusions. That train is running all day. We don't even know if they were on it. And Channel 6 just said no one was hurt.
No, they said they didn't know if anyone was hurt.
I'm gonna call Matt. It's just ringing. He's not answering.
Maybe he just doesn't have any reception down there.
Oh, God, please tell me he wasn't in that subway.
At Carl's downtown office, Alexandra has just arrived to find the office dark and empty.
Okay, Carl. You said be here by 11. Don't tell me I sat in that taxi for an hour for nothing. Where the hell are you?
On Chambers Street in downtown Manhattan, Charlie and Hannah have been helped by rescue workers and have just exited the subway.
Thank God. We're close to Chamber Street.
People were dying in there, Charlie.
I know. Just be thankful the fireman pulled us out when he did.
Luana, Matt, and Mac.
Hannah, listen to me. Mac and Maddie were way in the back. And from what I could tell, some kind of bomb went off back there.
No, we had to get a policeman and tell him to go back down there and get us.
Are you kidding me? There were hundreds of people on this train. There's nothing they can do.
Hannah?
Joe! Oh, God, I'm so glad to see you, Matt. He's down there.
What? Mac was on the subway?
We were all on the one train, and Mac, he was in the back.
Hannah, that's where the explosion happened.
Oh, God, no.
Look, just don't panic. Mac will be all right. Just get out of here. We don't know what's going on, and we have to secure this area.
He's right. Hannah, we have to get out of here.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere without Mac. So please go find him.
I'll do my best.
At the Malone apartment, Raven is holding baby Marty and watching the subway explosion news coverage on Channel 6.
We now have word that the bomb hit the tail end of the one train headed downtown at 9:49 this morning. The train began to burn and smoke filled the subway. Rescue workers have begun trying to help free survivors of the explosion through the Chamber Street exit. The police are not revealing any further details at this time.
How awful. Oh, Marty, it's a scary world we live in. Very scary. But don't you worry, nothing will ever happen to you again. I promise.
Wake up to a new morning. Got my babe by my side. And I won't yield to a new one. Look at my peace of mind.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.